And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Troy Gilligan. Coach, whenever teams come off of a loss, I always begin by asking the question, how have the kids rebounded mentally for you this week?
Yeah, we've had a good week of practice. The kids have been focused up, ready to go. And it is tough coming off a loss like that, especially when playing in the district like that with Mullen. You really want to be competitive. But the kids have had a good week of practice, and I think they're ready to go.
Coach, we're over halfway through the regular season, which is hard to believe. What is the area that you think maybe has shown the most progression on your team from the opening week?
I think it's probably defense. First week when we played, we kind of allowed some big plays defensively, but I think our defense has really, they've really stepped up, focused on the little things, and they're starting to look really good.
One of the questions I've been asking coaches last week and now again this week has to do with special teams. We talk a lot about offense. We talk about defense. But I know special teams is really important. Talk about that group and how it's come together for you this year.
Yeah, special teams, it's a third of the game. So a lot of people kind of put it on the back burner. But there's a lot of plays to be made on the special teams. And last week we had, I think, both of our touchdowns came off the kickoff return. So it's a super important thing, and the kids have really worked hard at it, and they've been looking good. So,
Troy, I know that even coming into the season, you had some kids that were moving into some new spots, some kids that were having to step up, and I know that's continued to develop through the course of the season. What about read and reacting? I know that that's a big part of the game, being able to recognize what's happening on the field and then reacting to it. Do you feel like some of your younger kids especially have been able to grow in that aspect of the game this year?
Yeah, whether it be quarterback, running back, if you're reading a block, reading an end on a option play, or reading guards at a linebacker, I think they've really stepped up. They've progressed throughout the year, and I think that's the main thing you're going to see is just make sure the kids are progressing each week and getting better as each game goes on.
I know it is always about getting better, so what has the focus been in practice for you this week?
I think it's the little things. I mean, you really got to focus on the fundamentals, especially when we're undersized like we are. It's repetition, 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 because we can't afford, we're not strong enough, we're not big enough to make mistakes, so we really got to rep it so that we're making those correct reads and we're in the right spot at the right time.
You get a real good challenge this Friday. You take on Sandhills Thetford. Your thoughts about them and your preparation for them?
Yeah, they're a really solid team again this year. They're going to be tough, and we know that going into it. They'll be solid. They're gonna be bigger up front than we are. We're just going to have to be really physical and be smarter.
All right. Well, Troy, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us. We always appreciate it, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
That's Troy Gilligan joining us on our pregame show.